I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source. A month ago, Bexar County voters passed Props A and B. Now what? We're joined by Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai to hear about what's moving forward on raising the venue tax, year-round rodeo, Project Marvel, and more. And later on The Source, money in politics. A new report from the Brenham Center for Justice at NYU Law uncovers the flow of money from influential industries into national politics, including how big tech is spending big bucks to protect AI. By giving politicians campaign donations, what are they getting in exchange as this transformational technology is changing the economy and practically every aspect of our lives? This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. Call in at 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
Need to get rid of your property? Here's a simple solution. Donate it to TPR. Visit tpr.careasy.org/realestatedonation to learn more.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. About a month ago, Bexar County voters approved Propositions A and B to raise the venue tax in support of a new Spurs arena and improvements to the Freeman Coliseum grounds for year-round rodeo. To give us an update on what is happening since then and other developments in Bexar County, we're joined by Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai. And Judge Sakai, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and the holidays are coming up on us really quick.
Yeah, can I have a special shout-out? The Sakai family is truly a blessed family. Over the holiday season, my daughter had her second son, my fourth grandchild. And so we're tickle pink. We were in Houston, Texas, celebrating that wonderful occasion, the miracle that a new grandchild brings to a family.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our phone lines are open, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. If you've got a question or comment for Judge Sakai about what's happening in Bexar County, love to hear from you. So now, about a month since we've had that election and Props A and B passed, so I think some people are wondering, when will the venue tax actually go up? When will we see that slight tick upward for hotels and car rentals and things like that?
Well, that is an open-ended question, because at this time, the Commissioner's Court have to take enacting resolutions in order for that to happen. We haven't done that yet. I will tell you that the county staff, the county manager, David Smith, and his team, and we're putting a team together as we speak now in order to start the negotiations. People must understand that we're far from having any dirt open, shoveled, so to speak, shovel ready. We have a lot of contracts that are going to have to be executed and put into writing as to all the stipulations. And so that's going to include the city, San Antonio, Bexar County, the San Antonio Spurs, the San Antonio Rodeo, the Coliseum Advisory Board. Those are all the parts of referendum A and B, knowing that A and B were separate. A was the county venue tax for the county facilities, the Frost, the Freeman, and the Coliseum grounds, and B was the Spurs Arena. And that's what those two referendums were all about, was the use of the county venue tax. And it was a hard-fought election, and I'm very pleased to see that referendum A and B passed.
So that was the one for the Freeman Coliseum. That passed with a lot more support. And that's a, I thought, since it's basically a county-owned facility, that it doesn't have as many partners involved as the private Project Marvel is extremely complex, and who can even figure out what's going on over there.
Well, referendums A and B was not Project Marvel. That is a City of San Antonio project, and that was one of the big issues in the election, was the overlapping and confusion and misinformation in regards to Project Marvel. Referendum A was the use of county venue tax, a tourist tax, not a homeowner property tax, and I had to continue to push back on the use of homeowner property tax.
Right, but the Freeman Coliseum, that's county-owned property, and the year-round rodeo says they're chomping at the bit.
They are
to get going on that. So, could that happen more quickly?
No, I think it all has to go hand in hand. We have understand the Spurs and the Rodeo are going to continue to share those facilities for at least several more years. The Spurs have not given a specific date. That's going to have to be locked down. They have indicated they may stay towards the end of the lease, and we'll have to plan accordingly. And then we'll have to figure out how we're going to construct the new facilities there or the upgrade and renovations of the county facilities, Frostbank. We got to make sure the Frostbank Center stays relevant and upgraded and is going to be a venue that will continue to attract top-notch entertainment. We'll have to make sure the Freeman can also attract the shows that it brings, the graduations that it brings to its facilities. And finally, the most important part, the reformation and renovation of those barns with dirt floors into multipurpose venues that will attract small businesses, restaurants, small businesses, so that that whole county facility then becomes an economic generator. People will want to come. We need to green it up. We got to make it a pearl-like environment. We got to make it so that people will come and spend some time and have a lot of things to do out there. And so we have the concept and designs, but we still have yet to go to contract, and we still got a lot of work to do.
Have Christmas lights at it and things like that.
Oh, much more than that, Dave Davies.
You know, but that's what people are looking forward to. They want to have an area, a venue where, you know, you can have events like that so they could come to and you know, with the family and you know, and do commerce.
Yeah, what people don't realize is San Antonio Rodeo, and when the Spurs announced early on during my first year as county judge, unbeknownst to me, that they were wanting to relocate to the downtown, I kicked it in gear. And so we talked to the San Antonio Rodeo, the Coliseum Advisory Board. And the San Antonio Rodeo does have a viable business plan that can run. People don't realize that the rodeo industry is a huge industry. I think it's as big, if not bigger, than major league sports. And they can run. The other dynamic is the only other competition in the state of Texas is Fort Worth. And that's what we were, the prototype we looked at. We looked at Fort Worth. We looked at Calgary. We looked at Las Vegas, where they have the World Series of Rodeo. And so rodeo has many, many parts to it, and we really believe that the rodeo can sustain a business plan year-round, but they're going to need better facilities, upgraded facilities, and that's what the nearly $200 million that referendum A will bring to the rodeo and the Coliseum Advisory.
Well, let me get a caller in on this. Franklin has called in, and Franklin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yes, thank you for taking my call. I wonder if the county judge had, like, any thoughts on whether ultimately, as we know historically, the Spurs, you know, at the last minute, you know, when the Frostbank Center was first going up, it was kind of a county versus city, and the county offered a sweetheart deal. Ultimately, looking back on it, does the judge feel maybe if the Spurs had stayed downtown, that would have been better for everyone overall versus us having to do this whole song and dance again for constructing a new arena?
All right. So Monday morning quarterbacking, yeah, or Monday morning point guarding. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would call that, but yeah.
My thought is it was a negotiated deal back then 20 years ago. It was between, you're right, it was between the county and city. I believe it was Judge Cindy Taylor Cryer, county
Correct.
Judge.
Yep.
Mayor Howard Peak. And the city wouldn't negotiate or wouldn't meet the request for the Spurs. And so the Spurs then went to the county. What we have here is an opportunity that the city and the county, along with the Spurs, along with the rodeo, can come to an agreement with these contracts that are yet to be done, and that this will be a win-win. We will have a revitalization of the east side. I think the $200 million going into the county facilities can jumpstart the revitalization that should have been done 20 years ago that people said they, and that's the reason why the east side was so upset and angry at referendums A and B, because they felt that those promises were not met. And so in regards to, you know, should have the Spurs stayed downtown, I think we take advantage of a great facility out there, and that facility will continue, because I did not want the Frostbank Center, when the Spurs leave, to become the next Astrodome. We cannot let that happen.
All right, so we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back. I've got Jerry on the board. Jerry, I'll get you on the air with Judge Sakai when we come back from this break. And if you got a question or comment, give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And we do come back. I want to ask you about what you have learned about hunger in our area since you had that summit. We've heard about SNAP and all these other issues. We can't forget about that. We got to keep it on mind, especially now. And the source comes back after a minute. Stay with us.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to helping Texas communities and emphasizing safety. More at texasmutual.com/texansgetit.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin. Davies with me in the studio, County Judge, Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai. He's here to take your questions and comments as we're talking about, we got an update on what's happened since Prop A and B passed, and we're going to talk about hunger in the area and things that have accomplished in the courthouse over the last year or so. You can call in 833-877-8255, 833-877-8255. Let's go to Jerry on the phones, and Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, Judge, just want to say hi, Judge.
Hey.
It's good to hear you. It's good to hear that your voice on the radio. A while back in high school, I remember we did, you volunteered for something, and you're real nice. Being of the magnitude that you are, sir, you're like, you're a judge and, you know, very down to earth. I just wanted to say hi. And I guess one of these days, hopefully you're on my podcast, but I just wanted to say hi.
All right. Hi.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for calling in.
I like my supporters. Thank you.
It's always, you know, neighborly to hear from folks. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Kristen. And Kristen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Judge Sakai. This is Kristen. I am a home health nurse here in Bexar County. Mm-hmm. I serve all areas of our county. And I have the privilege of speaking to our elderly who are unable to voice their concerns and are hardly ever listened to. And my concern is, and the question is, are we planning to reduce taxes at all in order to offset the raise in taxes we could potentially face from Prop A and B being passed? I know that you said there are plans, but these elderly patients have paid off homes in all areas, all backgrounds, all financial backgrounds, like Bernie, where it's a very wealthy area. They're selling their homes because property taxes are so high and they cannot afford health care, and they need that money to be able to put them into assisted living facilities. So I'm here to advocate for our elderly, but also for the future generation to encounter these issues.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you for the call. Bernie's in Kendall County.
Right. Well, but the question applies to Bexar. Thank you, Kristen. What a great question. One of the biggest accomplishments that I am most proud of is that I've provided strong, steady, effective leadership. And an example of that is for three straight years, since I've started as county judge, we've had a balanced budget. What that means is we have not had no property tax increase. We've got no deficits, we've reduced spending, and we did it. And I'm most proud that I was able to convince the court, my colleagues, the other county commissioners, to go to a back-to-basics government, Dave. And so what that means is public safety, public health, economic development, infrastructure, things that are the basic core of county government. In regards to your concern about the burden on seniors, I've lowered the tax bill on seniors and disabled for these last 3 years because of the use of the exemptions. And we're going to continue to have exemptions coming through the legislature through this last constitutional amendment election. And so we will lessen the burden. I hope it'll be enough for those seniors that are on fixed income. But you're right. We have a food insecurity. We have health care insecurity with the cuts to Affordable Care Act subsidies. We have housing insecurity. We got people getting displaced. We got job-killing terrorists out there. There are headwinds out there. There are some dark clouds out there. And that's the reason why, fundamentally, Dave, having a balanced budget is so crucial in today's world. Local government is going to have to take up
the burden, so to speak, when we see these cuts coming at the highest levels of Washington, D.C., Congress, Austin, and then imposing it on the Bexar County, the city of San Antonio. We're going to have the city and the county really going to have to partner up together and deal with all these issues. I mean, the issue of food insecurity is a very big issue right now with the cuts to SNAP and food stamps and Medicaid. Those are some really devastating cuts happening, and we need to take care of the most vulnerable. Remember, I've been a public official for nearly 30 years, 26 years as a district court judge who has served as a servant leader. And what that really means, Dave, is I put people first. And that's the reason why a back-to-basics government approach, I believe, is crucial for what Bexar County needs at this time.
I'm going to ask you a little bit later to drill down on the hunger issue and SNAP and all that. But I want to follow up on this question about the taxes, because Bexar County has seen incredible growth in the unincorporated areas, housing developments. We're seeing just people moving to this area. And that means that there's more demand for services from Bexar County. You have an $11 million animal shelter now for Bexar County happening because of the animals outside the city limits. You can't call the city to come get that dog because you ain't in the city.
You got that right.
And so now Bexar County's got to come up with ways to deliver essential public safety. You know, wild dogs, that's a public safety issue.
Very much so.
So you have to come up with solutions. And so when I hear Governor Greg Abbott saying the reason why local governments are spending so much money is because they, you know, don't know how to, you know, they spend. They're spending because the growth that we have in Texas. You got to spend money in order to deal with the growth responsibly. So how are you going to do that in Bexar County?
Well, that's the reason why economic development is one of my key platforms. I've taken two trips to Japan, and in return, I've got two Japanese manufacturers coming. America Katerra, which has established its corporate headquarters here in San Antonio, and we have Senko Plastics breaking ground next year, bringing high-paying jobs, advanced manufacturing training jobs that will increase the wages and the cost and help eliminate the generational poverty that we're plagued with in our community. We have employer-driven workforce programs, Texas FAME and Texas Fast Track, that are utilizing what we call our reentry programs. Those are people's second chance, people that have been to jail, prison, that have drug and alcohol addiction. They've sobered up. They want a job. We're putting them to work, and we're putting them on the line, so to speak, with these high-paying jobs on the south side. The explosive growth is a challenge in regards to infrastructure, but it also is an opportunity. It is bringing in additional revenue. And we're having, if you go to the far south sector where Texas A&M San Antonio, the new Palo Alto Hospital there, oh my gosh, that is a high growth area. You go to the far west where, and we've mentioned it off air about the data centers, look at that growth along the Medina County line. And those are the growth. Growth equals prosperity, Dave Davies. And that's the reason why as county judge, I got to stay focused on economic development in regards to all the issues that face our community, especially the seniors and disabled.
Well, there's two types of growth. There's healthy growth, good, solid, healthy tissue growth. And then there's tumors that are not healthy growth. And Correct. So you need good government oversight. You need planning. Cooperation, you need community input in order to make sure you have healthy growth.
Correct.
So you mentioned the data centers. A lot of people are kind of wondering, like, what are these things? Are they going to jack up our electric bill? Right. They're going to suck up all of our water? What can be done at the county level or the regional level trying to make sure that these data centers are going to be put into responsibly? And there are some responsible people who are putting up these data centers. Microsoft mm-hmm. is a responsible data center developer, but not all of them are like that.
Well, and the reality, Dave Davies, is the county is an extension of the state. We're guided by state law. And so we don't have ordinance-making power, which means we can't stop anything. But what we can do is coordinate with CPS Energy. We can coordinate with SAWS. We can coordinate, as you say, with the community, get community input so that we can deal with the fact that these new industries are coming. We have to embrace it. We have to figure out how we can leverage with it. And when they do bring growth, and you're right, there's good growth and there's not so good growth. And so those are the challenges that I have as county judge. And that's the reason why strong, steady, effective leadership is so crucial. You got to stay focused on the ball and on those nuts and bolts issue. They baked it back to basics government.
Let's talk about the hunger. You had a hunger summit here. Tell me
about
that.
Had a hunger summit 2 weeks ago. We knew that it was sheer coincidence, but the day after the election that the AMB passed, I was out on the food drive line over at the Freeman Coliseum in partnership, Bexar County and the food bank. And we did a food drive for 500 families. And it was apparent to me that even at that time, even before all these cuts are going to probably come in either at this time or at end of the year or first of the year, people were going hungry. And so over the Thanksgiving holidays, I was participated in 3 food drive turkey giveaways, one on the southeast of Bexar County, one on the east side, one on the west side. We have people that are hungry, Dave Davies, and we've got the local governments are going, but we don't have the revenue that is going to replace or supplant what the federal government, the state government. So we're going to have to continue to advocate. We need people to, the nonprofits are going to have to step up. And what this food summit was dealing with is what we call food security. Food security was looking at those people that provide the food, namely the food bank, all the nonprofits that work with the food bank, the faith-based community, the private businesses, the HEBs, the Walmarts, the Targets, the restaurant associations. How can we best utilize? And what we were able to put together was I, as county judge, brought everybody together. And it was a powerful discussion of how we can do a better job. We are doing a great job. The food bank is probably, our food bank with Eric Cooper is probably the best in the nation. But we've got challenges. And God help us if we don't have the support for the food bank. And the county needs to be prepared. When Meals on Wheels got an emergency cut, Bexar County was prepared to supplement. Fortunately, they were able to cover the debt, so to speak, and no seniors went hungry. But we have to be prepared every day that there could be cuts to programs that are providing the most and for the least of us.
What was it like out there on the line as people were coming up and you were handing out boxes of food or turkeys? What were people telling you?
It was very emotional. There were people that were so thankful. Some people cried. Some people were just saying that, you know, this is all they got. And so it just struck me, Dave Davies, that although we have these wonderful opportunities in economic development, we still got to take care of people. It's got to be people first. And that's what I try to provide as county judge.
Often when we have a crisis of hunger, when we had the SNAP, it was delayed because of what was happening in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. But now down the road with the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, we're going to see cuts to Medicaid and SNAP. So this problem has not gone away.
No,
and the concern is that people are going to be invisible. They're going to be in their homes and they're not going to have the people to feed their families and they don't know what to do. And how do we, make sure that we are able to represent these people? I mean, the county can only do so much. HEB can only do so much. Bill Miller can only do so much. You know, these are corporations that are trying to do something, but, there's got to be a better way to dealing with this.
It's us coming together as a community, Dave Davies. We have to take responsibility for all of us, especially the least of us. And what we have is an individual responsibility, whether you're at the high end of the economic ladder or you're at the low end. Even if you're at the low end, you've got to take care of each other. And what we need to do is got to make sure people don't get disconnected. We need to come together as a community. And I know it's very hard with the divisive, the toxic talk, the political, excuse my language, the political crap that we have to deal with. But what we need to do is always be mindful that we are a community of hope, of compassion, that we take care of ourselves, we take care of our brothers and sisters. I know that our faith-based community is very strong and they're very connected. I see that we have, again, one of the strongest food banks in the nation. And so I see a lot of hope and optimism, the fact that we're really coming together, but we're going to have to do it more effectively. We're going to have to do it more efficiently. If there's, that's another aspect of county government that I've tried to bring.
These are problems that are being manufactured by cuts in Washington, D.C. And so that needs to be recognized, that Correct. This doesn't have to happen.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Well, Judge Peter Sakai, thank you so much for coming in the studio, taking some of our calls, saying hi to Jerry, you know, as he called in.
And hi, Jerry.
And we look forward to seeing you again, and happy congratulations again, and have a great year.
God bless Bexar County.
Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.